One powerful voice in the U.S. Senate sees the outrage in Pakistan over that Taliban beating as a good sign. Still, Carl Levin, chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee, is skeptical of Pakistan's motives when it comes to extremists. The Democratic senator from Michigan has been outspoken in recent days, criticizing President Obama's new strategy tying success in Afghanistan to Pakistan's success in suppressing its own militants. That's a strategy we're discussing this week with a range of people. Today, Senator Levin. He says the new policy has a key flaw.
The evidence is mixed as to whether or not the government in Pakistan is going to take on the religious extremists. There's the border, particularly down in the south, between Pakistan and Afghanistan is wide open now. Extremists are flowing across that border into Afghanistan. Pakistan has not done anything to stop them. Hopefully, the Pakistanis will take on those extremists. But if they don't, we have to not say that Afghanistan can't succeed just because the Pakistanis won't take on the religious extremists.
Nevertheless, the two countries, you know, as you'd agree, are linked. There is a flow, and it's a flow of fighters and arms into Afghanistan for the most part. The previous administration did very little to pressure Pakistan. Are you suggesting that that continue?
No, but the Pakistanis are going to have to decide whether they want to take on the religious extremists inside Pakistan because they want to do it. We can't buy their support. It's got to be a Pakistani goal to rid themselves of their own religious fanatics.
But let me ask you, if by attempting to buy their support, you're saying that the billions this administration is saying it would like to pour into Pakistan over the next few years to buy hospitals, schools, roads, you're saying that's the effort that could, in fact, alienate Pakistanis?
No, I'm saying that any money which goes in to support the Pakistani army or the other parts of their security forces will not work unless they themselves are motivated to take on the Taliban. And as far as the economic aid is concerned, we've provided economic aid before, and if you can show that it will be effective, I'm willing to consider that. But just to kind of sign a blank check to the central Pakistan government without the kind of assurance that it'll get to the right people and make a difference is something I'm troubled by.
Although, is there any reason for you to think that that's what this would be, a blank check?
It hasn't been
done before. That's been billions in military aid to Pakistan, very, very, very little in development aid.
That is true, but there's been some development aid, and there's all kinds of skimming that goes on. There's a lot of corruption in Pakistan, and so there's a real uncertainty. This aid will do a lot of good.
Pakistan would argue that it has sacrificed, by their estimates, something like 1,500 of its soldiers in an effort to root out militants. They would say that the United States hasn't helped them with what they need in the way of drones and night goggles, the sort of things that you would use against insurgency activity. What do you say to that? I mean, what is the thing that Pakistan would do that would, in a sense, turn the trick for you in your believing that it's making a sincere and a serious effort?
I want to make sure that the night goggles and any other equipment we give them are used against the religious extremists inside of Pakistan and not be used to assist the violent people inside Pakistan who are crossing into Afghanistan to attack us. That's the critical issue. Last week, there was still evidence of discussions and support between the Pakistan intelligence forces and Taliban elements attacking Afghanistan.
Senator, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Sure. Take care, Renee.
Democratic Senator Carl Levin chairs the Armed Services Committee. He spoke to us from his office in Detroit.